What am I actually going to do when I retire to Spain? One of the things you realise when taking the first steps into retirement, whether it's because you've reached pensionable age or you've decided to retire early, is that you have a lot more time on your hands. If you've decided to move to Spain to retire, as you complete all the bureaucratic steps to make you a legal citizen of your newly adopted country, you'll need to find your way around the area in which you've settled, establish where to buy items necessary for your very different life in the sun, and how and where to enjoy your leisure time. You are no longer on holiday. The sooner you settle into your new life in Spain and learn to integrate into your new life, the happier you will be and the less you'll crave the old life. Retirement isn't just an ending of a career, it's a new beginning. After years of working, retirement offers the freedom to design your own days, explore new interests, and focus on what truly matters to you. The first and most important task is to try and learn the Spanish language, so that you can understand menus in restaurants, notices in shops, etc., and to better communicate with bar and shop staff, some of whom may have a basic knowledge of English, especially if you choose to settle in an area popular with tourists. It may have been many years since you learnt a language at school, and you may also have forgotten how to learn, strange though that may sound to you. Many areas with a sizeable non-Spanish population hold language courses organised by the town hall and funded by the regional government. There may also be private courses, sometimes run by your fellow countrymen who've lived in Spain for many years and become fluent, as well as learning online. Social media and local English language newspapers will often carry details, and you can ask other non-Spanish people you meet in local bars and restaurants for their experiences. You'll soon realise that there's much more to learning a language than swapping one set of words for another. In your classes, you'll learn vocabulary, verbs and sentence construction, and may soon be able to write and translate whole pages of text. You'll also find IT-based translation apps such as Google Translate that may help you. However, the hard part is when you come to put it into practice and actually have to speak to a Spanish person. Accept that from time to time you may have misunderstandings and conversations which often end in laughter, but these will help you to learn from your mistakes. Confidence in trying is the most important thing. You may have to accept that you'll never be fluent enough to cope with legal and medical encounters, and there are usually local interpreters who can be hired by the hour at reasonable rates to help you. However, you'll integrate more quickly and feel more comfortable if you can at least reach a get-by standard. Most Spanish people appreciate the fact that at least you tried. You'll find waiters will treat you in a more friendly way if you at least try to order what you want in Spanish, and your integration will progress more rapidly if you can greet people and exchange pleasantries in Spanish. If you've not embraced information technology before moving abroad, you'll find life more difficult here, despite the fact that Spain used to be considered one of the more backward countries in the EU. Owning a mobile phone with a Spanish SIM card is essential, as is installing an internet connection. Having an efficient internet link is crucial to all international transactions, and many areas now enjoy high-speed fibre links. Alternatively, there are companies who supply a micro-dish link on your roof, pointing at a mast on a nearby mountain and enabling you to enjoy fast internet speeds, or you may even decide to use Starlink. One of the first priorities when moving abroad is keeping in touch with your family. However, writing letters, or snail mail as it's aptly called, isn't really a satisfactory method, as international mail can be extremely slow. Email is so easy these days, and even before your new home is connected to the internet, you can sit in most local bars in Spain and use their free Wi-Fi. Face-to-face is the only real replacement for talking to loved ones, and WhatsApp and FaceTime are simple to use and provide the reassurance for mums that your children really are getting enough to eat and looking after themselves. For many Brits moving to Spain, sourcing everything you need locally can be a problem, especially in the early days, and so the temptation is to turn to Amazon. Since Brexit, it's very expensive and often a slow process to have goods imported from the UK, as most are now subject to customs duties. However, Amazon.es has become as efficient as the rest of the company's worldwide service. You can search in English, order anything you need, and using Amazon Prime, receive most things the next day, even on a Sunday. You can track the delivery progress of your parcel online, and if it's being delivered by an Amazon Prime van, you see via their GPS system once it's a few streets away. If your IT skills are non-existent or rusty, you might want to contact your local U3A group, which I'll be talking about later, or even your local town hall to see if they run classes for retirees. Online banking is the most efficient way to run your finances if you live in Spain, since it avoids lengthy queues and communication issues in Spanish banks. If you open an account with Spain's biggest bank, Santander, for example, you can pay all your utility and other direct debits automatically and pay for goods and services online. You can also access your account online through your PC or tablet, as well as a smartphone app. There's also an ATM in most towns for cash withdrawals. Santander UK also allow you to maintain a UK bank account, even if you no longer have a UK address. But of course, online access is essential. This account is useful to pay for airfares to the UK, buy presents for the family, and so on. Alternatively, you may decide to use one of the many virtual banks, such as Revolut or Wise. When paying for goods in shops and restaurants, it's now common to use a contactless debit card, although some bars may prefer cash for the price of just a coffee. Having your bank details on your smartphone is also now popular and very convenient, especially as access can be protected by requiring your fingerprint. You can have your UK state pension paid directly into a Spanish bank account, and it'll be converted into euros at a competitive exchange rate on the day of transfer. Waiting for a favourable exchange rate is all very well, but it's easier to accept currency fluctuations and go with the flow. If you need to transfer additional funds to Spain, you can use the online services of one of the many currency exchange specialists, and the money can be in your Spanish account in a matter of hours. If you're a British citizen of pensionable age, you'll be entitled to use the Spanish health system from the outset, as long as you've applied for an S1 form. If obtaining private health insurance was a requirement of your visa, you can pay to join the Spanish health system after being resident for 1 year via the Convenio Especial. The monthly fee is currently competitive with many private health insurance policies, and there are no exceptions for pre-existing conditions, as there are with private insurance. Inquire via your local INSS office. Whichever route you take, use of the Spanish healthcare system requires what's called a SIP card, S-I-P. The efficiency of the Spanish health service is also very dependent on IT. The Valencia region, for example, has a smartphone app which enables you to arrange online appointments with a doctor or nurse at your local health centre within a matter of a day or two's notice. Visiting your nearest hospital is also easier because of their excellent IT system. You book in when entering the hospital using another phone app or a machine in the outpatient's reception and are then told which floor and room to go to. In the appropriate waiting area, a screen displays which room number when your turn comes. The most important lesson about retirement is being able to pursue new hobbies and interests, and keeping both your brain and body active. Get yourself some large-scale maps of the area, drop into your local tourist office for leaflets on local walks and places of interest, and set about exploring it, both by car and on foot, especially inland if you decide to settle on the coast. You'll soon realise what a fantastic part of Spain you've chosen, almost certainly covered in beautiful mountains and with dozens of villages, many with castles, as well as miles of sandy beaches and quiet little coves. It's very tempting when you retire to Spain for the first time to feel that you're on holiday, and you may well want to relax after years of a stressful job and possibly commuting into a city to work. Alcohol is cheap, and there are lots of bars with sunny terraces to help you enjoy life. However, it's very important to look to the future and ask yourself how you'll spend the next 20 years or more of your life without drifting into alcoholism. You'll need hobbies and social activities to maintain a healthy body and mind, rather than sampling as many different wines as possible. If you've moved to an area where there's a large non-Spanish community, you'll often find a local branch of the U3A, the University of the Third Age. In addition to offering social activities, there are specialist groups covering numerous hobbies and interests. It's also an ideal place to make new friends and meet English-speaking people with common interests. If golf is your thing, search out your nearest golf club, of which there are many along the coast, especially in the Costa del Sol. You'll also find other groups who organise activities such as yoga, keep fit and Pilates, together with walking groups. You may also want to explore the sport of paddle, a racket sport played on enclosed courts slightly smaller than tennis courts, which even most smaller villages are equipped with, thanks to funds from the EU. In some areas there are also local amateur dramatic groups and choirs run by Spanish and English-speaking communities. These are all ideal ways of maintaining your health and well-being, whilst building a new social circle. The mistake, however, is to isolate yourself and stay within your foreign bubble, even when you master the language. It's important to broaden your horizons and go to events and meetings with locals so that you can integrate better. Spanish pensioners are treated with great respect, and town halls often provide a special building called the pensionistas, a sort of clubhouse with a bar, perhaps providing lunchtime meals, and where meetings are held. It's a good place to start socialising with Spanish pensioners. Drop in and have a coffee and start practising your Spanish. You may have harboured a desire to write a book, and retirement's the ideal time to put pen to paper. Although these days it's a lot easier with computers or tablets and word processing apps to take the hard work out of spell checking and formatting. Now's an ideal time to look back on all you've achieved during your life and write your memoirs or perhaps have an idea for a novel, exploring that plot which has been running around in your head. There are self-publishing outlets now such as Kindle Direct, enabling you to sell your book online without the need for a publisher or the commitment to physically print large numbers of copies. My wife and I have written a book called A Tick in the Box, which describes our decision to retire to Spain, where we would buy a villa, and how we've settled happily into our new life. I've also written a book about my life and another about my experiences as a radio presenter, all sold through Amazon with no requirement for an editor or publisher and providing a modest amount of royalties. One of the things Brits in particular are good at is running charities, and this is particularly so in Spain. There are many animal shelters, cancer care charities, and other fundraising groups along the Mediterranean coast, and they're always keen to recruit volunteers to help. Most of them run charity shops, popular amongst Spanish ladies for their recycled fashions, and these are also a way of disposing of items you may have brought with you, but which you no longer require. There are a number of help organisations who specialise in bridging the gaps in social care which exist here in Spain, driving elderly citizens to hospital, loaning aids such as wheelchairs, crutches and other equipment required for home care. Again, they're always keen to have more volunteers, and it's yet another way to widen your social circle. Understanding local culture is not necessarily about learning flamenco dancing, playing the Spanish guitar, and learning about regional cuisine, although that's important if you enjoy eating out. If you want to enjoy a relaxed and happy retirement, it's important to understand the cultural differences between our nations. Knowing how to greet someone, what not to do in certain situations, and how to act. For example, you'll rarely see a Spaniard eating food on the street while walking along, or even on a park bench. Eating is done at a table in a proper cafe or restaurant. Spain has many fiestas, festivals, parties or celebrations, often linked to local saints, seasons, or historical events. Each town has its own unique fiestas, usually organised by community groups, featuring music and dancing, food and drink, colourful costumes and parades, and always fireworks and fun, especially at night. These are true expressions of Spanish culture, and if you only become a spectator at some of them, you'll quickly understand how different Spanish life is to that of your home country, and you'll be more accepted by the locals. Look out for Moors and Christians parades, Fires Time in the Valencia region, or simple street parades headed by the local band, of which every town and village has at least one. If you're from a country where there's a big emphasis on customer service, you might get quite frustrated here in Spain. Expect to wait a long time for admin processes, ordering in restaurants, paying the bill, etc. Often you won't get an apology either. It's just the way things are done here. You'll find that checkout staff at your local supermarket will take the time to chat to their friends or regular customers. Spanish queuing is very different, and it's usual to check who the last person was to enter the shop, bank or post office, so that you know when it's your turn. There's no point in getting angry or complaining, because this won't help your case. Just go with the flow. Life is lived at a much slower pace in Spain, certainly outside the big cities of Madrid, Valencia and Barcelona. Spain is still a young democracy, having lived under the dictatorship of Franco until his death in 1975. And you may not necessarily agree with the way the country is run and the different laws. But remember, you're now an immigrant in someone else's country. Spanish ways are different. You won't change the Spanish and their way of life any more than you would have tolerated Asian or West Indian immigrants wanting to change the British way of life, or the Mexicans and South Americans in the USA. Spaniards are by and large extremely social beings who don't like having too much time alone to reflect on life. They don't need a large home or a high-paying job to feel satisfied. Instead, they find happiness in the company of others, enjoying a beer and good conversation as they sit outdoors at a bar terrace on a sunny day. Learn to enjoy these simple pleasures, and you may well find that you don't need a lot to be happy either, and that Spain is a country which allows you to achieve such bliss without having a lot of money in the bank. Enjoy your retirement.